Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome back from your from your summer vacation. Hope everybody had a good summer. And we are going to be studying Parsha Shoftim, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Okay, before we start with the Parsha, I want to share with you a thought. We're now in the month of Elul. The month of Elul is the month that we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment. And I want to share with you a thought actually from a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Now, we know that the name Elul, which is the name of the month that we're in, the commentaries say is an acronym, that the Hebrew spelling Elul, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, each letter actually stands for a word, and it carries a message that relates to Elul. The most famous one, the most famous message of the acronym of Elul is Ani Aleph Ani Lamed Lidodi Vav Vidodi Lamed Li. I am to my beloved is to me. A pasuk in Shir Hashirim, or actually a section of a pasuk from Shir Hashirim, and it depicts the very close connection that we have with Hashem during the month of Elul. Another concept, another idea that's brought out from the acronym of Elul is from a pasuk later on in Devarim, where it says, Umal Hashem Elokecha, Eslavavcha Veslavav Zarecha. Hashem, your God, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. Circumcise the heart means that whatever kind of a barrier or covering there is to the heart, Hashem will remove it. And you have the words, Eslavavcha Veslavav Zarecha. Your heart and the heart and the heart of. That also, Elul is Es Lamed Levavcha, Vav ve'es, Lamed Levav, that section of the Pasuk. Alluding to that Pasuk, that the Elul again is a time where Hashem helps us to come closer to Him. He removes the barrier from our heart. He opens up our capacity to become closer and to come to high levels of closest to Hashem, love of Hashem, fear of Hashem. So we have this concept of Umal Hashem Elokechus Levav, Hashem will circumcise our hearts. But we also, we find in the Torah, have to circumcise our hearts. We also have to do our part of removing the barrier from our heart. Because the Pasuk in Parashas Ekev reads, Perikid Pasuk Tazayin, Umaltem Eis Arlas Lavavchem, which means you shall circumcise the barrier from your heart, V'orpechem Lesak Shu'oid, and you shall not be stiff-necked. So we also have this idea that we also have to circumcise, we have to remove the barrier from our heart. What does that mean from our part, to remove the barrier from our heart? So there is a Sefer called Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim was written, I don't know exactly what year it was, but from an Achron. I think he was the same author of the famous song Yedid Nefesh. And he wrote a Sefer like many sages did, a Sefer that lists the 613 mitzvahs and breaks them down to different categories. And then the author of the Chaya Adam, a famous halachic work, wrote an abridged division of the Sefer Charedim. And in the first chapter, which lists the mitzvahs hatluyas valev, the mitzvahs that are dependent on one's hearts and one's thoughts, he brings down this pasuk, that there's a positive commandment to circumcise our heart. And what does that mean? It means that we should be open to words of rebuke. That if somebody delivers words of rebuke to us, that we should be open to receive it. And that we should, and the way it says, mitzvah saseh, shikabal adam divrei mechiyach, a positive commandment, that a person should accept the words of someone who gives rebuke. The chesed as is written, umaltam eis arlas levavchem. This pasuk, you shall circumcise, remove the barrier from your heart. And not only should you not hate him, typically we don't like people who point out what we're doing wrong, but the truth is we should love such a person, as the pasuk says, give rebuke to the wise man and he will love you. That means one who really understands the value, if a chacham understands the value of rebuke and therefore he loves the person who rebukes him. Essentially, a person is rebuking us, is doing us a great favor, and therefore we should love them for it. But this mitzvah, v'umaltam es arlas levavchem, you should remove the barrier from your heart. That positive commandment is a positive commandment that says that when somebody points out that you need to improve your behavior, you need to improve your ways, that you accept it, that you don't fight it back, you don't say, who are you to tell me, or I don't do anything wrong, but rather a positive commandment. Circumcising your heart means opening our heart, being ready to receive the messages of self-improvement that are being delivered to us. Typically, that comes through a rabbi, an authority of sorts that is delivering the rebuke. But we spoke about before Tisha B'Av, how the Aris Dvash says that the person who could actually deliver the best rebuke is a friend. Because when you're talking about a teacher, a rabbi, the person who hears rebuke from the rabbi says, oh, that's for the rabbi. He's on such a high level. He doesn't understand me on my lower level. But when a colleague points out something to you, the colleague is basically saying, look, I'm just like you. I get the challenge. I understand it. But this is something we have to refrain from, and we can do it. So the Aris Dvash points out that actually the best form of teichacha, the best person to give rebuke, is a friend. So it can be, but again, the standard way of hearing rebuke or hearing a message of self-improvement comes from a person. But it can come from other sources also. You hear about a tremendous hurricane in the Bahamas, a tremendous hurricane that could be threatening the coast, the United States. The prophets already have told us, from the words of the prophets, we already learn that when a disaster hits anywhere in the world, it's a message for everyone. It's not just for those specific people. It's a message for everyone to see that there's such a thing as judgment from Hashem for what we do. When you hear people suffer tragedies, unfortunately, that's also a message that tells us that we have to think about ourselves, and when Hashem delivers again judgment on a person, we have to take it as a message to ourselves to say, you know, that could be happening to us, or how do we make sure that doesn't happen? What can we do that shouldn't happen to us? And all these things that we hear are messages from Hashem that are telling us that we have to improve our ways. And then sometimes the message can come in the most unexpected manner. Rabbi Fran tells the following story, that when Rabbi Fran is originally from Seattle, Washington. And at one point, his mother, I believe the story, she was moving to Baltimore to be next to him. And he flew out to Seattle to help her pack. And a lot of the packages that they packed, they're going to take it to the post office to be shipped to Baltimore. So he drove his mother to the post office and he told her, do not carry any of the heavy boxes. I will do it. They come to the post office. He parks the car. She opens the door and she grabs a package, of course, and she starts going to the post office. And he starts telling her, I told you you're not supposed to carry the package. They're too heavy for you. And they're having this little, you know, mother and son discussion by the car. So at one point, there's somebody observing this going on, and he gets Rabbi Fran's attention and he rolls his eyes and he goes, mothers. And Rabbi Fran says, yeah. And then the observer says to him, be happy you have one. Now that is an unexpected rebuke. It can hit you right in the gut. But the question is, what do you do with it? You could just brush it off, you could just let it go, or you could take it to heart. We have an obligation, we have, according to the Haredim, we have a mitzvah, so I say a positive commandment, to remove the barrier from our heart, to be open to messages of rebuke, messages of self-improvement. And when we do our part to open our hearts, then the Rabbanu Shlomo will respond and he will open our hearts. He will circumcise our hearts and help us reach greater and greater levels of closeness to him. Okay, this is a little old message to start off with. Okay. Let's now start on Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Gimel. That's page 1032. Well, let's actually start from page 1030. Last word on the page. Perek Ches, chapter 18, Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Ki atah ba'al ha'aretz. When you come to the land, asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach, that Hashem your God is giving you, you shall not learn to do the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found amongst you one who passes his son or daughter through fire. Rashi explains that this is the worship of the idol called Molech, where Rashi explains it as you make two fires on each side, and you pass the child in between them. Okay? Page 1032. Okay. Pasuk Yud. So it says, Ma, you shall not be found amongst you, Ma, Rabbanai B'Tabaesh, one who passes his son or daughter through fire. So as Rashi says, you have a flame on each side, and you pass the child through both, put through them. Kaisim Ksamim. You should have somebody who is a Kaisim Ksamim. Kaisim Ksamim, the article translates that as someone who practices divinations. Rashi says, what does it mean he practices divinations? Ezehu Kaisim. What is a Kaisim? Ha'eches es maklai. He grabs hold of his stick. Va'aymer, and he says to it, Im eilechem lo eilech. Should I go or not? Maybe it's like a magic wand. A magic wand that somewhere or another he's able to communicate with it and it tells him what to do. Okay? The next one, Ma'ainin. Ma'ainin means someone who basically says, says that certain times are good for doing things and other times are bad. And so at certain times he won't do something because it's not a good time for it, it's not an auspicious time for it, it's a bad time for doing these things, and he'll only do things when it's a good time to do it. He basically says that he has a certain superstition based on times. That this time is a bad time for doing this, he's not going to do it. This time is a good time for doing it, that's when he'll do it. That is what a Ma'inan is. A Menachesh is someone who, again, this is the classical person who believes in superstitions. Pita enough let me piv, if his bread falls out of his mouth, Tzvi hivsika baderech, a deer crossed his path, Machli enough al miyada, his stick fell out of his hand, bad sign. Don't do whatever it is we're planning on doing when that happened. If the deer crossed your path, don't go there. Okay? If the bread fell out of your mouth, not a good day to go to the market. Superstitions. Okay? Next, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'chayver chayver, nor should there be found a chayver chayver. Chayver chayver means that he, somehow or another, he gathers like scorpions and other animals together in one place. Some kind of a kind of black magic where he brings together all these different kinds of animals. V'shoyal oiv yidayni. Shoyal oiv is, again, a certain type of witchcraft in which you contact the dead through your armpit. A yidayni is someone, again, who would actually put some kind of a bone in his mouth and the bone would talk. Derech ha'lameisim, the last one who seeks out the dead, is another form of contacting the dead. These were practices that were done by the Canaanites. So the Torah is telling us these things are not permitted. Anyone who does this, it's an abomination to Hashem. And it's because of these abominations, Hashem your God, has chased them away from before you. You shall be wholehearted with Hashem your God. Now this is the passage we're going to focus on. Rashi says, Tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha, you shall be wholehearted with Hashem your God, the top Rashi to the left. Hisalech imo betmimus, walk with Hashem wholeheartedly. With the tzapalai, hope to him. V'leisachar achar asidus, and don't try searching into the future. Elokoma shiro yolecha, whatever comes upon you, whatever the future brings, kabo betmimus, accept it wholehearted. V'asiya amar lechalkai, and then you will be Hashem's nation and portion. The people who got involved in all these things, they were trying to find out the future. They're trying to determine the future. They're trying to get ahead of things. So you have a superstition. That bread fell out of your mouth. Oh, not a good day to do what I planned on doing. All these things, you're trying to figure out the future before the future comes. That was the purpose of all these acts of magic. And what the Torah tells us is, Tamim ti Hashem Elokecha, you shall be wholehearted with Hashem. You don't go searching into the future, but rather, you walk with Hashem, you put your trust in Hashem, you accept whatever comes, whatever He brings you, you accept, and you don't start trying to figure out the future ahead of time. And when you do that, when you walk the Tamimus, but wholeheartedly with Hashem, that is when you become His nation and His portion. Okay, so this is Rashi's interpretation of this pasuk of Tamim Tia, you shall be complete, you shall be wholehearted with Hashem. I'm going to share with you two explanations of this pasuk. Two other interpretations. that were offered by Rabbi Kleinemus Kalman Shapiro, who is known as the Piatzna Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of a town, Piatzna, which I believe was found, yeah, was in Poland. And he is very well known because he was in the Warsaw Ghetto, where he had his community. And he wrote a book while he was in the ghetto. The book really was a compilation of weekly sermons that he gave to his students. And in this book, he contends with complex questions of faith in the face of mounting suffering with the Jews in the ghetto. When it became apparent to him that the ghetto was going to be liquidated and anybody else was not going to make it out, he buried the book in a canister. And eventually, the canister was found by construction workers after the end of the war. And the book was published in Eretz Yisrael 1960 under the title Eish Kodesh. And actually, a lot of people study Eish Kodesh. The Piatzna Rebbe has a follow, has a, has a, has a